This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Shirley Smith reports Russia says the Islamic State terrorist group leader was reportedly killed by a Russian airstrike on May 28th.
The Russian Defense Ministry says the military began planning the hit after getting word that the IS leaders were going to gather for a meeting to plan their exit to the south. The Russian military sent drones to monitor the area and then dispatched a group of bombers and fighter jets to hit the gathering.
That is correspondent Shirley Smith reporting. The Obama administration's end-of-term wind-down of the American military commitment in Afghanistan is now going to be changed, according to an insider in the administration. The Pentagon is said to be planning to send about 4,000 additional U.S. troops. Authorities say the two escaped inmates wanted in the slaying of two Georgia prison guards were captured after a car crash and foot chase in Tennessee.
One of our units spotted a wanted vehicle, a bolo vehicle from a carjacking in Shelbyville. On Shelbyville Highway coming inbound, he called for other units. We soon got into pursuit of these suspects. They went on to I-24 West, running at over 100 miles an hour at a time through light traffic, thankfully. And they wrecked out.
Police say the suspects, Donnie Russell Rowe and Ricky DeBose, held an elderly couple captive, then fled in the couple's vehicle before they were finally chased down. Republicans and Democrats took part in their annual charity baseball game last night. It was heavily attended in the aftermath of this week's shooting, targeting GOP lawmakers during their baseball practice. President Trump appeared via video talking about the unity and thanking the first responders.
We also praise Special Agents Crystal Griner and David Bailey of the Capitol Police for their heroic deeds that saved so many lives.
Capitol Police Officer David Bailey, who walked to the pitcher's mound on crutches throughout the first pitch to start the game. More from townhall.com.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. One, two, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
President Trump will be in Miami today to unveil his policies for Cuba, which will roll back many of the Obama-era reforms, including direct travel for Americans.
President Trump is expected to announce a revised Cuba policy aimed at stopping the flow of U.S. dollars to the Cuban military. That means the end of unrestricted travel. Americans will again have to book through tour groups to visit the island in an effort to direct money away from a conglomerate that controls much of Cuba's tourism industry. Some things won't change. The U.S. Embassy in Havana will keep its diplomatic status, and Cuban migrants who reach U.S. soil will still be barred from staying. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is lashing out at the investigators driving the Russia investigation as what he calls very bad and conflicted people, responding to reports that the special counsel may be looking into whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice. More on these stories at townhall.com. If you're planning a trip this summer, you may find the roads a little less crowded.
According to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center Public Affairs Research, 43% of Americans say they won't be taking a vacation this summer. And among those non-vacationers, 49% cited the cost. Another 11% said they just can't take the time off from work. And if your employer offers paid vacation days, consider yourself fortunate. 41% of workers say they get no paid vacation. Younger and lower income workers are especially likely not to get any paid time off.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The Rhode Island House of Representatives has passed a bill that would give caged chickens more freedom to spread their wings. The legislation would ban overly crowded conditions for egg-laying hens. Deputy House Speaker Charlene Lima, a Democrat who supports measures, says it's a shame the legislation keeps getting killed in the state Senate. Also criticizing chicken owners who only care about their profits. More from townhall.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the goal, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Memorial Day. It is what we do to remember those that have fallen, paid the ultimate price for our freedom. Over a million Americans have paid that price. Is that number incredible? And as we've been saying, every day is Memorial Day for the families of the fallen, and our prayers, our love, and our gratitude is extended to those families. We're going to talk about, a saying that if you don't know, what you stand for, and if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So the question is, do Americans stand for anything, or is America helpless in the face of the radical beliefs of others? I would say probably if you were to run a survey on that, you'd find a good percentage, not the majority, but a good percentage of people know what they believe in. That seems to be clear. But what is happening is we've become a 50-50 nation, and I would say in large part because 50% really don't know what they stand for. They have let go of the founding principles that Bruce Thatcher writes about in his book Rise and Decline, and in his study of four nations and empires and what happened to them when they unraveled and are no more. They are left in the annals of history. Will America soon find itself in the same position? But to Bruce's point, and what our next guest is saying, is when you let go of your founding principles, you've got trouble in River City, and that could be the beginning of the end. Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Larkin Spivey is with us, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, retired Marine Corps officer. He commanded infantry and reconnaissance units in combat, was trained in parachute, submarine, ranger, and special forces operation. He was with the blockade force during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and served President Nixon in the White House. Colonel Semper Fi, good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you for the book. This book, though it's not a 900-page thesis, you've got 900 pages worth of wisdom in this. What do we stand for? American ideals in the war against Islamic Jihad.
Thank you, Bill. I have written quite a few other books, mm-hmm. and I purposely wrote this one to make it easy to pick up and read. It doesn't have any extraneous material in it. I just tried to get right to the point of what our threat is today and what we have to believe to counter that threat.
Well, I think for, you know, these young kids, particularly millennials, when we look over the campuses and what's being demonstrated on the campuses of the United States today, you just shake your head, Colonel, because you're going, what have these kids learned, if anything? What do they know about our country? I mean, they come to events wearing shirts that represent communism and fascism, yet they're the first ones to yell about other people being fascist, and they don't even know what the heck they stand for. They just think it's cool, and it's, you know, what the crowd is doing. So, you know, they, they're in the in crowd, so to speak, touting communist ideals, abandoning freedoms that we enjoy in this country, and they've been slipping away ever so slowly that, dare I say, this 80, almost 90 million demographic of millennials, if they don't get their act together pretty quick, America that we know and that you and I grew up with will be no more.
I think you got your finger right on the problem there, Bill. It's an education crisis. We just aren't teaching our young people history. You know, obviously, clearly, the founding of America is a Christian story. And when you lose track of that, you have nothing to hang your hat on so far as what makes America what it is.
You know, exactly, because when you consider who came together, the men that came together to found this country, what did they look at? You know, they looked at Judeo principles. They looked at Christian principles. They looked at the Word of God. They looked at history. I mean, they started with a clean sheet of paper, Colonel. I mean, if you and I were to sit in a room and we got a bunch of our good, well-thinking buddies around and said, hey, let's create a constitution, I don't know that we could match what they came up with. But for the grace of God.
It is truly a miracle what happened in 1787. That those 55 men got together in that small room in Philadelphia, just like you said, with a large group that wanted no federal government and another group that thought they needed a federal government, and how they came out of 4 months of arguing and bickering and compromising with this thing that we call our Constitution. It's the greatest gift that any people has ever been given, and that's us, our Constitution, which comes down from this amazing group of Christian men. I mean, there were 55 men there, 51 of them were members of churches, and they were all raised in Christian families, and they were all well-versed in the Bible and biblical mm-hmm. principles, and these principles were part and parcel of what they created there at that convention.
Well, Colonel, because they tried to dance around the issue of what many of them had escaped, and that was a government-controlled religion, they left it a bit nebulous. And in the process of doing that, it did leave a little bit, you know, for interpretation. This is why you hear today our former president saying that, you know, kind of asking that same question that many ask about God. You know, did God really say, you know, did the founding fathers really say? But if it's elastic, then that means, you know, that then it becomes interpretive. And this is what we have in our court system today, which opens the door to activism of judges, which we've seen time and again. Case in point, I was born and raised in California. I saw 8 million votes be eradicated and vaporized with the signature of an activist judge out of the Bay Area. And, you know, California, they didn't even whimper over that, Colonel.
Yeah.
But yet, the very same people, the same activists and those that represent that political side will yell and scream because we want to make sure that the people who vote are properly documented, that they have proper identification, so we could eliminate voter fraud, God forbid.
Well, Bill, on the issue of church and state, this is one of the American ideals that I write about in this little book. Mm-hmm. The fact that our government does not dictate to us in matters of religion. Mm-hmm. Now, that's gotten a little bit confused by Thomas Jefferson, who wrote to some people and used the phrase wall of separation between church and state, which is kind of the source of a lot of the bickering and carrying on we have about prayer in schools and not having the Ten Commandments in courtrooms and things like that. But we should not lose sight of the fact that this separation, that this this ideal of keeping the government out of religion has been a great feature of our government, of our history. And it's led, in my opinion, to better government and purer religion. And it stands in total contrast to the Islamic principles of Sharia law.
Exactly.
And submission to a theocracy.
Exactly.
These are not ideals that are compatible with ours whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, Larkin, we got to go to break. Thank you for being with us. More from Colonel Spivey on the other side of the break, America. We're talking about his book, What Do We Stand For?
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're coming to you absolutely live. I'm Bill Martinez on this very independent radio show. Good to have you with us. Colonel Larkin Spivey, retired Marine Corps officer, is with us, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War. We're talking about his book, What Do We Stand For? American Ideals in the War Against Islamic Jihad. Colonel, before we went to break, we were talking about the separation of church and state, which came from, a letter from Thomas Jefferson, which has now become doctrine within this country. For lots of reasons, but, you know, I go back to what our founding fathers had intended, what they purposed with the Constitution. Clearly, the one who had preeminent position in this, when we were talking about setting up this government, was God himself. He was honored, and right off the bat, the founding fathers talked about the immutable rights that every human being had in this country because of God who had created them, and that they should have every right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not because of the government, because of our Creator himself. So whatever people want to say, foundationally, God who has blessed this nation repeatedly over the years, we look back in history and we see God's hand of providence upon this country time and time again, from its early founding through, through the Revolutionary War, you know, even the Civil War, every way, all the way through, you can see the hand of providence. And I think it's quite arrogant for some people to say, you know, basically they're saying, okay, God, we'll take it from here, right?
That's right. And you're right. Our founders very intentionally turned to God when they cut the ties of royal authority with the British crown. They purposefully looked to God. As it says in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote it, we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And Alexander Hamilton said, our rights, the sacred rights of mankind, are written as with a sunbeam by the hand of God himself. And so our founders turned to God as the source of their rights. And it was a unique, it created a unique nation where the most important person in this nation is not the president or a member of Congress. It's you and me, the individual citizens who have the relationship to God. We're the ones that have the rights, and we're the ones that set up and elect our government. And this concept of the individual citizen is totally at odds with any dictatorial system or any theocratic system or any system where the citizens are expected to submit or to be cogs in a wheel or to be a village raising our children or whatever the liberal progressive people think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to purpose, it is he who created us, as Miles Monroe taught me when I was going to Bible college. I love that man. He changed my life, I got to tell you. And years later, then, of course, Rick Warren came out with Purpose Driven Life. But I'll tell you, Miles Monroe had such a profound impact on me directly, Colonel, about living on purpose. And this is the thing. We get our purpose from the manufacturer. Just like, you buy a toaster, and what do? You open up the instructional manual. Yeah. The guy who designed the toaster says, this is how it works, right? And right? And so this is what Miles had shared with our class, and I embraced it, as you can tell, heartily. And so here we are. I mean, even as a nation, what is our purpose? You know, the thoughts of man, I'm sure, at times becomes entertaining for God and the angels in heaven. Go ahead.
If you don't believe this, that God created us and that God has given us our rights, then you've got to go to your own answer to where you come from and where your rights come from.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come from your government, you're on pretty shaky ground.
Exactly. Well, because then at that point, what the government giveth, it can taketh away. And we've seen that happen time and time again. In regard to the imminent danger that America faces today, and I think it's quite interesting, Colonel, we hear a lot about the wall today.
And when you look back in the Old Testament and you read the story of Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the wall, you know, people need to understand what is a wall there for and what does it represent? And it's interesting that at this time and season of the country, when we have opened ourselves up to all kinds of thought. I remember being in Los Angeles with the Rodney King riots. And one of the things that Rodney King said to everybody, he said, you know, why can't we all just get along? And I got to tell you, Colonel, I asked God that question. And I said, God, why can't we all get along? And came back loud and clear without hesitation, because good and evil can't coexist. And we need to understand the difference between good and evil, don't we?
Well, you've sure laid it out. Yes, that's well put.
And I think that's what you addressed in your book in these different topics. It comes back to where, as my golf instructor used to say, Bill, at some point the club face has to hit the ball in the right spot, you know, for it to do what you expected it to do. And you know, go ahead.
If I could just make one point, Bill, I've tried to emphasize throughout this little book that I don't think we're at war with Islam. Talk about good and evil. I'm aware, I know many loyal American citizens who are Muslim, and many of them have served in the military with great distinction. Mm-hmm. And so I am trying to distinguish here what is really evil, and to me it's the Islamic jihadism that threatens the whole world with an effort to subdue the world in the name of Islam. And this is a radical belief, but, you know, there are 1.9 billion Muslims in the world, and what percentage are Islamic jihadists, we really don't know.
Right.
And 1% of that number is still a big number.
No, you're exactly right, Colonel. And look what happened when Donald Trump, you know, confronted the 50 leaders there in Saudi Arabia. I mean, it wasn't that they took him out and tarred and feathered him. I mean, they were inspired to understand that from the words of the Quran itself, in driving them out, the duty was on their side to drive the infidels of their religion out. These radicals that have hijacked their religion, if they want to cohabitate with a peaceful West and a peaceful world.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, this is not a problem in Saudi Arabia alone. In America, we think we're threatened by terrorism, and we are. We see it in Europe. We see isolated incidents in the United States. But we also have a group of very dedicated jihadists that are living among us. The Muslim Brotherhood came here in the 1950s, and they have spawned Muslim student associations in most of our universities and various other front groups like CARE and others, which are carefully going about Islamizing America. Mm-hmm. And they have a plan to do it, and it may take them 100 years. But they're dedicated to it. And this is a threat that we need to appreciate. And it's going to be a difficult road to fight it.
Well, to your point,
we can only fight it if we know what we believe in.
Exactly. And to your point, FBI experts who've come on the show, Colonel, have said that there are over 1,000 investigations that involve every state of the Union. That's how pervasive it has become. Trevor Loudon out of New Zealand has done extensive research, written 2 books on what has happened within our own government, that there are operatives within our own government at high levels having access to top secret information who are beholden to the Muslim Brotherhood. So to your point, exactly right. Colonel Larkin Spivey, a retired U.S. Marine Corps officer, his book, What Do We Stand For? American Ideals in the War Against Islamic Jihad.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah.
With you, America. Good to have you along with us as always. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Well, on the eve of the 2017 National Senior Games, Catherine Switzer joins us, and she wants to prove that by having an optimistic outlook on aging, anything is possible. Switzer is a living embodiment of aging with optimism and has been inspiring others to embrace a healthy body and mind since her first Boston Marathon. marathon. As someone who's already defied stereotypes, she is ready at age 70 to prove that seniors want to grow and not fade. As Americans age, one element seems to be key for their physical and mental health. That is optimism. There is growing evidence to suggest that ageism is a social determinant of health and may negatively impact health outcomes for aging Americans. Catherine Switzer, as I mentioned, joins us. She was the first woman to run the Boston Marathon in 1967 as a numbered entry, despite attempts to drag her off the course given her gender. Catherine Switzer, welcome to Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Catherine, tell us about the Senior Games, 2017 National Senior Games. How did you get involved?
Well, I'm lucky to be a part of the National Senior Games, if you want to know the truth. These people are so aspirational, so celebratory, so optimistic. They really inspire me a lot. And I got to tell you, I am so happy to be partnering with Humana. They're the presenting sponsors of the National Senior Games, and they believe, as I do, the importance of fitness all your life cannot be underestimated. What we're going to see at the National Senior Games are people who are breaking stereotypes and showing us that they can overcome the impossible. And with Humana, I know that we can help create better fitness in the world, better health, and better optimism, so people not only can live longer, they can live better.
Tell us why it's so important for seniors to be involved in the 2017 National Senior Games.
It is so important for seniors to adopt a healthy lifestyle, because if they are fit and active, they are not only contributing to their health, but they are becoming optimistic. You know that fitness gives you muscle mass, cardiovascular capability, it gives you flexibility, it helps prevent falls, heart attacks, other diseases. Exercise is great with sweating because you detox. It's a real miracle cure. And honestly, it's, for me, the thing that gives me my sense of self, relieves my stress, gives me a sense of spirituality. I really want to pass this on to everyone. And I want to say that I actually feel at 70 that now we're at a new frontier, that people talk about aging the way they talked about women 50 years ago. They think seniors maybe are too frail or too fragile or might hurt themselves by exercise, when the opposite is the case. The more you do, the more you can do. The body always wants to exercise. And when we take care of our bodies and stay fit, we not only live longer, we live better.
Well, Catherine, as we noted in the introduction, you are, for all intent and purposes, a historic marathon runner, being the first woman to run the Boston Marathon. You've been a prime example of someone who speaks up for what they believe in.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, really. 50 years ago, I was the first woman actually to wear a bib number in the Boston Marathon. I was the first official entrant in the girl who ran in the Boston Marathon. An official attacked me at mile and a half in that race because I was a girl wearing a bib number. He tried to throw me out of the race. And here's my old bib number, in fact, with the corner torn off, where he tried to rip it off of me. That number, by the way, has gone on to become mean, fearless in the face of adversity around the world for people, which is really very, very cool. And the Boston Marathon people have retired the number. But at any rate, what happened is that event changed my life. Consequently, it changed the lives of millions of women. And we broke stereotypes. We showed the world that women deserved to run and could run. Now, with aging, we're finding the same thing. We're trying to give the aging population, our seniors, the same ability and opportunities from something like the National Senior Games to break those stereotypes. Anyway, who would have imagined 50 years later? Now, I'm on the starting line a month ago of the Boston Marathon again, this time being welcomed with open arms, being applauded. The race is 50-50 men and women. We have created the social revolution. And I ran a time that was very close to the time I ran 50 years ago. That is testimony to really good lifetime fitness, but it's not exceptional. Anybody can do this in terms of all things being equal. You keeping fit and healthy, there are people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even 100 who are doing exceptional things. we should never underestimate ourselves. We should always believe in ourselves and be able to put one foot in front of the other and stay healthy all of our lives and optimistic.
Hey, so tell us about all the games that are going to be taking place in this 2017 National Senior Games.
There are so many events. There's something for everyone. Everything from pickleball and tennis and shuffleboard and track and field and the javelin throwing and road races and swimming. There's something for everybody of every ability and every disposition. So you will find inspiration in 11,000 people. I always say that everybody participating at the National Senior Games has a story that will just give you a sense of adventure and inspiration. It's fabulous.
You know, speaking of active seniors, I'm sure you have many inspiring stories stemming from the National Senior Games that may be of interest to our listeners.
Well, there are many, but let me just tell one that I love, which is about Vivian Stancil, who in her 60s was overweight and in very bad health, and also, unfortunately, blind. So the mobility was somewhat restricted, clearly, the ability to, like, run or run in road races, but she still decided to take her fitness in her own hands and do something about it, and she chose to start to swim. Well, fast forward, she's lost the weight, she's living a much more healthy life, and she's in the National Senior Games swimming. We're very, very proud of her, and I'm inspired by her.
Okay, Catherine. All right. So what's your secret to aging with optimism?
You know, you always have to have something to look forward to or take responsibility for. I believe to pass on what you know to other people. So in my case, I've started a foundation called 261 Fearless from this bib number, empowering women around the world to put one foot in front of the other and give them opportunities and fitness and empowerment that they never, ever had. Most women in the world don't have these kinds of opportunities like we have. And the same with seniors. This is a new frontier, not only for me, I've never been 70 before, but also for everybody else to realize that seniors can do much more than we ever believed they could do, and they are really exceptional, wonderful people. Let's utilize their talents and let's help them live happier, longer lives, because they are pioneering for us the future just as surely as I pioneered the future for many of them.
Well, Catherine Switzer, as we wrap things up, tell our audience where they can go for more information.
The easiest thing, follow Humana on Facebook. Not only are we sending images and exciting things out of Birmingham, we're going to be sending you tips for health, fitness, longevity, and optimism, and living a happy, healthy life.
Catherine Switzer, first woman to run the Boston Marathon back in 1967 as a numbered entry despite attempts to drag her off the course given her gender. This month, she continues to make history as she participates in and supports the 2017 National Senior Games for the first time. Catherine Switzer, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and
and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your emails direct. MSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we, have time for James Herson. Yes, it is his perfect time. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, I got to tell you, I've been waiting to talk to you after the Comey testimony. I thought, well, you and I could have a rather extended conversation.
Yes. Well, there's so much in the Comey testimony, but what I'm focusing on is the fact that it is so stunning that the head of the premier law enforcement organization, perhaps in the world, but certainly in the United States of America, the head of that organization that deals with evidence and proof would intentionally leak a government document through an intermediary and do so in order to manipulate the system like this.
Exactly.
Because he said he did it in order to push a special prosecutor on our government, which was successful. I think that is the key that no one, to me, is focusing on other than former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. I mean, I just don't hear anybody. And as I said on your show previously, I felt that Robert Mueller had a conflict of interest because he was too close to James Comey, who inevitably would be a key witness in the investigation. Well, now Comey has done two things. Number one, he is potentially a target of an investigation because this, as I mentioned, what he did violates a specific federal statute. This talk about it being a private matter, he's a private citizen, is bogus.
Right.
He did it within the scope of his employment. He did it on government property. It clearly was a government document. It does not have to be classified. And that's another bogus argument that's being made. And since he's a target, Ben Mueller has double the conflict of interest. And then add to that the fact that Comey, as I said earlier, did this in order to work the system in an illicit way. What it does is it questions the entire underlying reason and process by which this special counsel was chosen.
Exactly.
So the whole special counsel concept is thrown up in the air. And to me, that's, there's a lot of other issues. I mean, he brought up, you know, there's the Loretta Lynch thing, and there's lots of things. But this, to me, the fact that Robert Mueller should step down, that he has more reason to recuse himself than Jeff Sessions ever did, or that Devin Nunes ever did, and it's just not being discussed properly, of course, in the mainstream media, but it's not being discussed properly on Fox News or even in talk radio. That's why we're doing it.
Right, exactly. Well, and we find ourselves often talking about those things that others do not want to discuss. And to me, between that and what Loretta Lynch had to say about not calling it an investigation, but using the DNC's talking points instead and calling it a matter, I mean, right there, you know, when you talk about somebody prejudicing an investigation, what does that say about, you know, the attorney general?
Well, it shows that his credibility should be at a very low level.
Hmm.
First of all, his testimony doesn't hang together. He says that it made him feel queasy when Loretta Lynch asked him to do something which arguably was illegal. It certainly was dishonest. It certainly was unethical. And yet, did James Comey go and run to his computer and write a memo, a CYA memo that he subsequently leaked? No. Did he talk to anyone about Loretta Lynch's illicit request? No. He followed it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the other thing that undermines his credibility is that on May 3rd, in front of the Judiciary Committee, he testified that he had never leaked anything related to this Russia investigation or to the Hillary investigation. Well, he also testified that he didn't use a third party to leak, which arguably is perjury.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of these things is perjury. And then he testified that the reason what prompted him to do all this, to leak this, to get it in the public square, was the president's tweets. Problem is, the tweet and a timeline occurred after Comey's leak appeared in the New York Times. See, Comey's testimony is the testimony of someone that seems to be making part of it up.
Yes.
Because it doesn't hang together. It doesn't fit. And so, these things weren't followed up properly. It's good to know that Dianne Feinstein wants to bring in Loretta Lynch,
yes, right.
And ask her about this. But she ought to be bringing in some of Hillary's people, because Loretta Lynch was conforming to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And mainly, she ought to bring in Bill Clinton and have that meeting on the tarmac investigated, because the meeting on the tarmac was what preceded the meeting between Comey and Loretta Lynch, where Loretta Lynch asked Comey to downplay his public representation of the Hillary investigation, email investigation. This is, this is so much more serious than the so-called Russia collusion investigation. That's why the Democrats are shifting away from discussing. You notice they're not saying Russia, Russia, Russia as much now.
Exactly.
They're saying obstruction, obstruction, obstruction.
Well, James, the other thing I found quite interesting, you know, Judicial Watch asked for a FOIA request on what was spoken. You know, what did former President Clinton and Loretta Lynch talk about on the plane? Well, Loretta Lynch said it was only about grandkids and golf, but they cited national security and not wanting to release what was discussed on the airplane on the tarmac in Arizona. So little did you know that grandkids and golf now is up there and covered by national security.
Oh, sure. Grandkids in golf is classified. No one, virtually no one. I mean, I heard Democratic strategists chuckling over that statement that it was grandkids in golf. Yeah. And that's a really weak kind of a cover-up. I mean, at least you could have told a more creative lie.
Right.
You know, and say, Clinton and I were discussing the history of the vast right-wing conspiracy, or something like that.
Yes.
But in any case, it's really great that Judicial Watch continues on their FOIA request. They keep unearthing new things to be investigated. And it just seems like Republicans don't want to investigate the real culprits. They have far more evidence to investigate.
Well, and that's the thing that's bothersome. Exactly. They have so much more, and it's like they're so bifurcated. They can't seem to agree on what they... It's almost like you need to call time out, go down, go have a cup of coffee. You guys figure it out. Let's get a party line and go after this situation. I mean, you know, pick one. There's so many out there for you to put your teeth into and circle the wagons around it and go after it. James, I don't know if this bothered you, but really what bothered me, and I'm kind of a body language kind of guy, I watch how people say things and the manners in which they do it. And James Comey really bothered me when he talked about how it seemingly so casually that he was just, you know, willing to leak this information to a liberal professor who was going to hand it off to a liberal enterprise like the New York Times. I mean, this was a total setup. But the way in which he expressed it, it was like something he did all the time. And I may be reading too much into it, but it just bothered me the way he spouted out there. Like, you know, he felt very self-justified and self-righteous to make this adjudication all by himself.
I'm so glad it bothers you, because it ought to bother everyone when a guy who is acting as the top law enforcement official, who the president has tasked with going after leakers, just proudly admits that he's a leaker. That is really, it's outrageous. And it definitely should. And I do think it indicates something about the hubris and arrogance of people who work within the deep state when they watch and they let other people off. If, you know, we understand, I mean, certainly Comey let Hillary off the hook. He had mountains of evidence. He gave out immunity like it was candy. He did things that to undermine the investigation. Well, he expects the same privilege himself.
Exactly.
He thinks he can get away with this. His casualness was a confidence that no one in America should have, but it's a confidence that he has knowledge of this two-tier justice system that he himself has fostered and created.
James, this is what's driving inside the FBI, other agents, and this is what Trump was talking about, the lack of confidence in the leadership and what's going on. I mean, I heard from a couple of insider FBI agents that said, exactly right. I mean, the FBI, they resented the fact that Comey was putting the FBI on a political plane. They're not comfortable with that whatsoever. This whole Hillary thing was an absolute disaster. It was a black eye to the FBI. The way they see it.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, I used to be officed in a building that was regional headquarters of the FBI. I'm pals with a whole bunch of them. And these guys are consummate law enforcement professionals.
Exactly. Well, James, we got to leave it there. I'm sorry. We're all out of time. Again, I told you we could have all afternoon to talk about this. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Thanks.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who
you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Deeper.